Today, we have a great guest, Dr. Joe Pizzarno. Before I introduce Dr. Joe, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to get all of our variety of casts in audio, video, and transcription at humanizedhealth.com. I would also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. Our guest, Dr. Joe Pizzarno, is the founding president of Bastyr University, current chairman of the Institute of Functional Medicine, and author of many top-selling books on evidence-based natural medicine, including The Toxin Solution, the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, having sold more than 2 million books. Dr. Joe will be talking on the consequences of chemically grown food and how food is our biggest driver of toxins. Welcome, Dr. Joe.
Thank you.
You've done a deep dive into the negative impact on human and animal health of chemically grown food. So today I want to focus on our strategies for detoxification and clean eating. So how important is eating organically grown and non-GMO foods for health?
You can't overstate how important they are. It's not just that they're having higher levels of nutrients, but they also have much lower levels of toxins. And they have much higher levels of all these other factors in foods we're now finding are important. You have to realize that the vitamins and minerals were first determined to be important in humans starting around 100 years ago. And at that time, the technology that was available was fairly limited. Now that we have better technology available, we're finding there are many more molecules in food that are important. And so a lot of these important molecules for food have been lost from the food supply. So let's get back and looking at, so what are the worst toxins? What's causing the most damage to the body? And where are they coming from? I'll start with two that are really scary. First one is arsenic. So there's a study done. So if you look at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they list what are the worst environmental toxins. Arsenic is number one. So when I saw that, I was kind of curious, why is arsenic number one? I started looking at the research, and it was very, very worrisome. Frankly, scary, okay? So here's a study that was done. Now, it was done in Native Americans, so it's possible their genetics may be different from other genetic backgrounds, but just it's a good study. And they looked at almost 4,000 of them. And what they did is they looked at their arsenic levels. And what they determined was that the arsenic levels that they had accounted for 25% to 33% of the major cancers. We're talking about lung cancer and pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. These are the cancers that tend to kill people, okay? And they found that 25% to 33% was due to arsenic. Well, that's very worrisome. And then another study, and this was looking at lead and all-cause mortality and death from cardiovascular disease. And they determined that lead accounted for 18% of all-cause mortality and 33% of deaths from cardiovascular disease. Again, these are, you know, this is what kills people. Two toxins, arsenic and lead. So it turns out it's not just our food supply that's contaminated with these things. It's in the water. And if you look at people in the age group in which most disease starts showing up in the 50s and 60s, think about what other also happens during that time. People tend to lose bone. What's stored in bone?
Right.
So now you're starting to get all this lead, and now you start seeing all this disease coming up. So it turns out that a lot of the disease that we see now is not preordained. We're not genetically designed to get a lot of disease, but rather we've so disrupted our physiology that we're getting a lot of disease. We're seeing more chronic disease in every age group ever in human history. Well, we need to do something about that. So how do you live a life as low in toxins as possible? Okay, so I'll walk you through our house. So we're going to come to the front door.
Right.
First thing I'm going to do is ask you to take off your shoes.
Right.
Okay, because those shoes are tracking
it in
toxins from the environment. And if you live anywhere near a farming community, it's full, that dust in that air around there is full of pesticides. Okay, so you take off your shoes. And then you walk in and we say, okay, let's see what your kitchen looks like. Walk in the kitchen, open the refrigerator door. There's no plastic in there. It's all glass. All the storage containers are glass, okay? Because those plastic containers leak bisphenol A, or bisphenols, I should say. They're now replacing bisphenol A with other bisphenols. They're every bit as toxic in there as I can tell. And anyway, and they leak phthalates in the food as well. Okay, so we don't have glass containers. Look at our cookware.
Right.
No nonstick cookware. Get that nonstick cookware means, yeah, the food doesn't stick to the pan, you might say, but it does stick. But the pan does stick to the food.
Right.
So when you eat that food, you put what are called PFOAs. Okay, these are perfluorinated compounds. They're endocrine disruptors. Okay, so no nonstick. Okay, and then of course that food that we're putting in there is all organically grown. Then how about the water? The water you're drinking. So we have a carbon block filter for all the water coming into our house. Now, if you can't do that, you can use something called the zero filter. And I have no commercial relationship with them, but I just looked at the research and it does a good job of taking the garbage out of the water.
Right.
So the water's clear. How about the air? So if you have a forced air heating system, replace your filter with at least a filter rated at least MERV 12. Now we have a MERV 16 in our house. It clears the garbage out of the air.
Ooh.
With all these particulate matter and VOCs and things like this,
right,
of compounds in the air. So by putting a really good filter in that runs 24/7, it's always running, it clears the air. And by the way, when we did this, we did it about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were stunned. Our house isn't dusting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we cleaned the air so well. The house is not dusty. It's quite remarkable.
It's a wonderful benefit too, though. Less house.
Oh, yeah. Because otherwise your lungs are cleaning that stuff.
Right. That's right.
I'm here talking to you from Seattle, and the last few years there's been a bunch of forest fires here lately, very sad, along the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So these filters are so good that in our house you can't smell the smoke. You open the door and it's like, whoa, who just lit a match in my face? Okay. So kind of look at every way in which you're exposed to toxins, decrease it. We can't control everything.
Yeah.
But we have to control what we can control, and you can get your body load down. And it's surprising, by just eating organically grown foods, you can decrease your body load of these persistent toxins, at least in the blood, within just a few days. Now, of course, the fat saturated with them, so it can take much longer, but at least you can get the blood levels down right away. I could keep talking, but I think I tried to answer your questions.
That was amazing. That was so much better than I, that was just to walk us through. And like, it's almost like you have to become a defender of your home, right? Literally for each and every place and parts, and all the way down to the water, the air you're breathing, every single thing that you're using. Well, that actually ties perfectly into the next question. Should we be paying attention to the ingredients in our nutritional supplements and our body care? Since
Absolutely.
We do absorb that, obviously we're taking it in and our skin absorbs whatever we put on it. So.
Right. So health and beauty aids are a major source of phthalates, because phthalates are a chemical put into health and beauty aids to help with their oiliness, you might say, and also to solubilize the fragrances. Okay. Well, those phthalates are endocrine disruptors. They're directly correlated with diabetes. Okay. So yes, get clean health and beauty aids. And the good news is there are a number of apps available. You just take a little picture of the barcode and it'll tell you what's in it. So more and more companies are producing health and beauty aids without these toxic chemicals in them. Really, really important.
I believe that if you can't eat it, you shouldn't be putting it on your skin.
Great.
It's truly clean. Do clean whole foods retain phytochemicals that assist our body in detoxification?
Yes, okay. They do. Now, a number of these molecules are heat and air sensitive. So you realize that when you cook your food or if you store it for long periods of time, these things will tend to go away. Some are quite stable, others are very fragile. We are now doing more and more green drinks, which is pretty exciting. We get a Vitamix, we put in vegetables and some fruit to make it tasty, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been kind of doing a little personal experiment. So we make it right away, we taste to see what it tastes like. You know, it's really
right.
good. Then put it in the refrigerator, taste again in an hour. It tastes different.
Yes.
Okay. A number of these molecules are either volatile, they evaporate off, or because the cells have now been broken apart, the enzymes are starting to break these things down. Sometimes it breaks them down to beneficial things like cabbage family foods. Those glycosinolates need to be produced by the cells. So if you cook cabbage, you'll lose a lot of them. So when you eat the cabbage raw or you juice it, these things are really strong, but they go away very, very quickly. And then I try to taste what's it taste like a day later.
Right.
All these green drinks taste totally different a day later. It is just fascinating. So these molecules, they are fragile. So the fresher your food, the more raw you eat it, the better you're going to be.
So detoxification is a broad and complex topic. Can you suggest a few key strategies for our listeners?
Sure. So here's my commercial break. My book, Toxin Solution, tells you how to do it. A concern I have is now that people are becoming aware of how problematic environmental toxins are, they tend to go on detox programs. Now, conceptually, that's a great idea. But if your organs of elimination, what the naturopaths call the emunctories, aren't working properly, stirring up those toxins without being able to get rid of them is not a good strategy.
Creating a storm, right?
Yeah, you can make things worse. I mean, there's actually plenty of research on that. With highly toxic populations, if you put them on a fast, you start breaking down fat real quick, they get way more toxic, okay? So I go through kind of a three-stage process. Four-stage. Stage one is stop the toxins coming in. No point going on a detox program, the toxins are still coming in. And then the next stage is clean up the gut. Because our guts now have so many inappropriate bacteria in them that are producing toxic molecules, the liver is being overloaded trying to deal with the toxic molecules from wrong bacteria in the gut. So it has less capability to deal with the chemicals we're being exposed to. Clean up the gut. Then we have to get the liver working properly. Okay. And it turns out getting the liver working properly means make sure the nutrients necessary for the liver enzymes to work are there at high levels, like B vitamins. And then next, we have to get the kidneys working properly. We're having a kidney failure epidemic. I never saw people with kidney failure before. Now it's all over the place. So now we get to get the kidneys working properly. Mm-hmm. And it turns out a lot of the problems with the kidneys are due to impaired blood supply to the kidneys. So that's where things like green drinks with beet juice in them and with blueberries in them help improve the blood supply to the kidneys so they can detoxify more effectively.
So it's about how you do it and the process.
Prepare the body. Now, once the body's prepared, something I really like doing is recommend people do saunas. Mm-hmm. So saunas, if you look at the sweat in the sauna, if you want to learn more about that, look at the great research by Stephen Genuis, a doctor up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He's done a lot of great work where he takes people, puts them in a sauna, scrapes off their sweat to see what's in it, full of toxins. As a matter of fact, there are toxins in the sweat that don't even show up in the blood and the urine because they're so bad for the body, the body sequesters them, try to put them away, keep them out of our circulation. Now we got a chance to get rid of them. Well, let's do that. So saunas, I recommend people sweat heavily for at least 20 minutes. Use whatever temperature you like. Sweat at least heavily for at least 20 minutes, at least twice a week. Even once a week will be helpful. And of course, drink plenty of fluids. I recommend also slightly alkalinizing fluids because when you alkalize the body a little bit, it's easier for the kidneys to get rid of the toxins.
I love a good sweat. I'll follow that for sure.
Good. And by the way, it doesn't matter how you sweat. It can be sauna. It can be running. It doesn't matter as long as you're sweating.
I love a sauna. Are there a few important nutritional supplements you consider essential in this regard?
So if a person could only take one supplement, I would recommend N-acetylcysteine, NAC for short. And the reason for that is there's a critical molecule in our bodies called glutathione. And glutathione both protects us from the oxidative damage from these environmental toxins, but also helps many of them get out of the body. So it plays a big role in getting rid of mercury. It plays a big role in phase two conjugation to get the chemical toxins out through the liver. The levels of glutathione in the body are determined by how fast the body is producing it and by how fast the body is recycling it after it's done its job. The rate limiting step in the production of glutathione is an amino acid called cysteine, where you can't take cysteine by itself because it'll be broken down by bacteria in the gut. So by taking N-acetylcysteine, we're able to absorb it. So 500 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine twice a day will increase the blood levels of glutathione by about 30%. So this is by far the most effective supplement I know for detoxification. The second one, which is very important, obviously maybe even more important, is fiber. Okay, might say fiber. So when our bodies get rid of toxins through the liver, they're typically dumped into the gut, where our bodies are expecting those toxins to now be bound to fiber to get out through the stools. Well, those systems evolve when we're consuming 100, 150 grams of fiber a day. Now the average person consumes 15 to 20 grams of fiber a day. So a lot of the toxins that normally would have been excreted are now reabsorbed through something called enterohepatic recirculation. So basically, we sabotage a key detox system by going on a diet low in fiber. So those are my two main
supplements. That rings so true to me. That's yes, fiber. Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Pizarno. That was, again, even better than I expected. You blow my mind. So thank you. And just for, wrap up, for our, 3 to 4 key takeaways that, you want to just imprint on our listeners' mind, viewers' minds, what would you want to leave behind for them?
My belief, looking at a lot of research and treating a lot of patients, is that toxins have now become the primary drivers of chronic disease. Not the only ones, but they now become the biggest ones. Nutritional deficiencies, nutritional excesses, the problems have not gone away. We just added another problem. So key strategy, don't let these things into your body. Some are easy to get rid of, like arsenic, for example. Mm-hmm. But some, like cadmium, right, are almost impossible to get rid of. The half-life of cadmium in the body is 16 years in the kidneys. And they're a major cause of the kidney failure epidemic we're seeing. Ooh. But there's other chemicals like PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls. Now, they were banned over 40 years ago, which is great. But they're called persistent organic pollutants, or POPs for short, because they were designed to be difficult to break down. So when they get into human bodies, the half-life of these PCBs ranges from 2 to 20 years. Okay? And it takes 4 half-lives to get it out of the body. So a lot of these chemicals we're getting, they're almost impossible to get rid of, and they cause disruption of the, for example, the thyroid. PCBs are a major cause of rheumatoid arthritis in women. I can just show you the list of all these problems with these chemicals we're being exposed to. So one of the most important life promotion, health promotion, anti-aging strategies, don't let the toxins into your bodies. Our bodies have tremendous ability to heal, but if you poison the enzyme systems, they can't function.
So defend yourself against those toxins in any way you can. Thank you, Dr. Joe. That was incredibly valuable. Dr. Joe can be found again at your website.
DrPizzorno.com, DrPizzorno.com.
And let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanize videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thank you so much. It's been a complete pleasure.
Most welcome. Thanks for the great questions.
Thanks. Have a great day.